Hello and welcome to BICS is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the BICS is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is the underrated reed player Bobby Davis. I already have the two programs about Bobby Davis. One WBIX number 36, where I played some California Ramblers, Spike Hughes, Fred Elizalde. And then number 179, where I played a number of recordings. And the biographical information I gave in 179 is incorrect. It's another. It's a different Bobby Davis than the one that played with Bix. So I don't really have much biographical information about Bobby Davis. What I'm going to do is read from some postings in the Bixography website. Bobby Davis recorded maybe about 300 sides between 1923 and 1930 or 31, mostly with the California Ramblers between 23 and 27. He was in England with Elizalde 1927-28. What I'm going to do is read from some postings. The first one, it's kind of an interesting thing. It's the record label of Brunswick 147-A, British Brunswick. It's a recording of Dixie, a composition by Rollini dedicated to his wife Dixie. It's by Fred Elizalde and his Hot Music. And the record label says, featuring Adrian Rollini, Bobby Davis, and Chelsea Quilly. Another posting tells us that Chelsea Quilly and Bobby Davis were childhood friends. And the 1920 U.S. Census of Hartford, Connecticut lists Quilly and Davis' families a few doors apart. Davis was born in New Hampshire. The children's entry on Chelsea Quilly says that Bobby Davis died in 1949. Davis married a woman in Britain after their arrival in the States. They made New York City their home base at least part of the time. They had no children, and Davis' widow remarried and died in England in 1987. Of course, I forgot to mention that Bobby Davis was one of Bix's fellow musicians in the New Yorkers. When the Gene Goldcat Orchestra folded in the fall of 1927, Adrian Rollini organized a group with a number of musicians from the Gold Cat Band, Bix, Trombauer. And the orchestra was the New Yorkers, very short-lived, a few weeks. And Rollini brought in with him from the California Ramblers, Bobby Davis. Another interesting aspect is that Bobby Davis recorded, I forget the name of the tune, but he copied Bix's solo in the Wolverine's Riverboat Shuffle, almost note for note, in a recording with the California Ramblers. Well, let's get started with the music. First, the recording. These are all the recordings are going to be from 1927, before Bobby Davis joined the New Yorkers. The period I cover is January to May 1927. First, from January 1927, a composition by Pettis and Goering. It's Stockholm Stop. I will follow that with I Love the College Girls, sort of a novelty thing. And the musicians here are Chelsea Quilly and Roy Johnston on trumpet, Bobby Davis and Seb Ruby on reeds, Eddie Rollini on bass saxophone, Jack Ross in piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Herb Wailed drums. Stockholm Stomp is an instrumental. I Love the College Girls has a vocal by Ed Kirkaby and the ensemble. So let's listen then to Bobby Davis with the California Ramblers, January 19, 1927.
We love the college girls, we love the college girls, we say we do. Yay, boo!
They're so remarkable and intellectual.
No!
Yes, they really know the ropes, raccoon, squirrel, coats,
paid for or not.
Now, I shouldn't say, but they get away
with a terrible lot.
Now, they join sororities that are authorities on ways of men. I wouldn't doubt it if they learn about it from them.
Yay! Rah, rah, rah! Sis, boom, bah!
Couple of additions to the previous set. You must have noticed, of course, that Stockholm Stomp had a violin solo, and I didn't mention a violinist in that roster of musicians which I cited. It turns out that it was Sam Fink. I think Stockholm Stomp is a terrific tune, and it was a great arrangement. The cornet solo by Chelsea Quilly reminds me a little bit of Sylvester Ahola, who was with the California Ramblers for a while also. There is a very good bass saxophone solo by Rollini. And there is another thing that I remembered, and that's the title of the tune where Bobby Davis copied the Bix's solo from Riverboat Shuffle. That tune was She Loves Me. Turns out that Bobby Davis recorded She Loves Me twice. Once with the California Ramblers and once with the Varsity 8. And it turns out that the Varsity 8 recording does not include that interpolation of the Riverside Riverboat Shuffle in it. Okay, let's continue with the music. We move now to February 8, 1927. First one I want to play is Farewell Blues. It's a 1922 jazz standard written by Paul Maris, Leon Rapolo, and Elmer Schobel. And the Friars Society Orchestra, later to become the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, recorded that song in Richmond in 1922. The Gufus Five here consist of Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Abe Lincoln on trombone, Bobby Davis clarinet, alto sax, soprano sax maybe, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, and Herb Whale on drums. I will follow that with another well-known jazz standard, I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate. That was written by Clarence Williams and Armand Piron, I guess Piron, published in 1919 and became quite a popular tune played by jazz bands, and here is the recording by the Gofus 5, one of the bands within the California Ramblers larger band. So let's listen then to Farewells, and I wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate. The Gofus 5, February 8, 1927.
Thank you.
The next two recordings are from March 10, 1927 by the California Ramblers, and there are two quintessential 1920s jazz tunes, both written by Milton Ager for the music and Jack Yellen for the lyrics. First one I want to play is Crazy Words, Crazy Tune. This is the March 10, 1927 recording by the California Ramblers. There is a later recording, I think a couple of months later, called the Voodoo Dooey Doo Blues. It's the same tune. The roster of musicians for these two recordings consists of Sylvester Ahola and Chelsea Quilley on trumpet, Ivan Johnston trombone, Bobby Davis and Sam Ruby on reeds, alto sax and tenor sax, respectively, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Jack Rusin piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Herb Whale drums, and the vocal is by Ed Kirkaby. Then I'll play And She's Sweet, same date, same composers, same composition of the band, one exception. The vocal here is by Bob Brandis. So let's listen then to a couple of 1920s quintessential tunes. Crazy Words, Crazy Tune, and Ain't She Sweet, the California Ramblers on March 10, 1927, the 24th birthday of Bix.
Thank you. Low, don't low, I repeat. Don't you think that kind of neat? And ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Let's move on to April 12, 1927, a couple of recordings by the University Six, another of the bands within the California Ramblers band, a lot more than six. The two tunes I want to play are first Rosy Cheeks. That's a composition by Seymour Simons and Richard A. Whiting. And the second tune will be Yes, She Do, No, She Don't, composition by Peter D. Rose and Joe Trent. The University Six, which, as I said, are much more than six, on this April 12, 1927 date, consists of Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis, clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby, tenor sax, Irving Brodsky, piano, Tommy Fellini, banjo, Adrian Rollini, bass saxophone, Herb Whale on drums, and the vocal is by Hal White. So let's listen then to the University Six, April 12, 1927, Rosy Cheeks, with a very nice and long solo by Bobby Davis, and Yes She Do, No She Don't, with again a very nice solo by Bobby Davis, as well as, of course, by Adrian Rollini. April 12, 1927.
Thank you. smile a little dimple piece at me. It seems to say beware, but I don't care. I love you, Rosie Cheek.
The next two songs are by the Gophers Five, again a small group within the California Ramblers bigger band. First tune I'm going to play is Muddy Water. It's a composition by Joe Trent, Peter DeRose, and Harry Richman. I will follow that with Wang Wang Blues, which is a composition by Henry Bossi, Gus Muller, and Theron Duster Johnson. The song was recorded the first by Paul Whiteman in August of 1920, and the Gufus Five for this date consist of Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, Edwin Rollini bass sax, Irving Brodsky piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Herb Whale on drums. And the vocal is by Ted Wallace, a pseudonym for Ed Kirkby. I will follow that then with the Wang Wang Blues, the same group, no vocal here. So let's listen then to the Gufus Five, April 14, 1927.
Sexy moonlight, Swanish shore, heaven homebound just once thank you.
Let's wind up today's program with another two recordings by the University Six. Again, a band within the California Ramblers band. This is May 25th, 1927. First, Slow River, a composition by Henry Myers and Charles Schwab. It was recorded by Bix with Gold Cat also in 1927. The second recording that I want to play is Lazy Weather. And again, it's a composition by Joe Trant and Peter DeRose. The University Six are more than six. They consist of Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet alto sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Irving Brodsky piano, Sam Rudy on tenor sax, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Whale on drums, and the vocal here is by Arthur Fields. So let's listen then to a couple of slow things. Slow River first, Lazy Weather next, August 25th, 1927, the University Six, with the underrated Bobby Davis doing some nice work.
summer, I love lazy weather, just laying around, close to the ground. No breezes are blowing, the grapes ain't a-growing, the trees drooping down, don't hear a sound. A sly little sunbeam's a-hugging the mill stream, a lazy old frog sleeps on a log. Lazy weather, Lord, it's hot. Too lazy for wishing, too hot to go fishing, but I don't mind. The air may be musty, the roads may be dusty, that's just my kind. And you'll find it's great to be snoozing when sap is just oozing, and that's what it's meant by peace and content. Heart with a love song, go along with lazy weather.
I hope you have enjoyed these recordings by the California Ramblers or the bands within the California Ramblers, such as the Goofus 5 and the University 6, all of them featuring Bobby Davis on alto sax and clarinet. As a matter of fact, this could have been a program on Adrian Rollini, because Adrian Rollini is in all of the recordings that I included in today's WBIX program. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.